We make the bracha after Kriyas HaMegillah. That's like a bracha of Shavach L'Hoida'a. But a bracha that I make because I'm Yotzei a mitzvah and I don't have to do the mitzvah, I think that's really what's very shmir about the bracha of Barashat Torani. Again, think about it. We have all of Parshas Toldos, you know, only up to Monday, so we can think about this kasha. Okay. There's a few topics that I want to discuss with you. The Gemara Mem Amud Beis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Echad Shemen Echad Mayim Yatzor LaDespoy is... Aser in Yad Solad is mutter. Both Mayim and Shemen, if it's Yad Solad, it's Aser. Not Yad Solad, it's mutter. What is Yad Solad? Hechidami Yad Solad. Amarach ba kosha kreso shantino knichveis. It's the temperature that the stomach of the baby gets burned. Now, Rashi over here comments that Hechidami Yad Solad is Zakt Rashi, Yesha Solad mirisicha mu'etes. V'yeish she'eino soleid. No? Some people withdraw their hands with a little bit of pain. Other people can withstand much greater pain. There's a term, F-A-K-I-R, a fakir, who is basically it comes from Islamic lands. These are people who like lie down on beds of nails, or they walk across hot coals. There's a certain yisod that people can train themselves to withstand pain. So Zakt Rashi, I'm aware that there are certain people who can withstand pain. So therefore, we have to ask Heichidami Yad Soledes, because it can't be just that you withdraw your hand. So therefore, we answer it's the temperature of Kreis or Shaltino Knichveis. Now, that temperature also, it's probably unethical to try and experiment and see, oh, let's see, I'm going to heat up water to 180 and pour it on the baby and see if the baby gets burned, right? L'cha'ora, you don't want to do that. That would be very problematic.
You can also say some babies are more sensitive.
Some babies are more sensitive than others. It's also unclear how old is this Tinok, no? If it's a Tinok who's one day old, so the Tinok will burn much more seriously. I think there's like a shear, a cutoff. We have a doctor in there, so maybe he'll tell us. But there's some cutoff like around the age of one or something. Until age one, anything with the baby is like suffic nefashos. No? After a certain age, so babies become like more like people rather than like that everything is suffic nefashos. But it's not clear. It's not clear exactly what this temperature of Yad Soledes Bo is. And the Achronim discusses at length what exactly, how do we measure Yad Soledes. Much of what I'm quoting now is found, I gave this to you in the Mari Makomis. It's found in Rabbi Willig's English language Sefer, page 13 and 14. But Rabbi Eider, in his footnote 19, in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Eider points out just the classical poskim, the Piskei Tshuva Yerideya Simen Kuf Hei Os Zayin. Piskei Tshuva basically says that there are certain Morei Hora'a who make a cheshbon of Yad Soledes. Now, Yad Soledes, by the way, is relevant for Basar B'Cholov also, no? That you're only going to have Nesinas Tam if it's Yad Soledes. So certain Morei Hora do it by seeing, can you put your finger in? So the Piskei Tshuva quotes that that's really not proper. Because who says, just because I can hold it in, who says that's going to be a measurement? Maybe I'm less sensitive than other people are. Rather, the din is actually yetze hasafek milibo, that we are not going to assume that something is not Yad Soledes until you have no suffek at all. This, by the way, comes up all the time, no? Let's say in my kitchen, I have some milchik dishes that are dirty, that are in the same sink with fleishik dirty dishes, and I turn on the hot water faucet, no? And then there's some exchange. Do I assume there was Yad Soledes? It becomes a problem. Piskei Tshuva comes to Bechor Shar, ad sheyetze hasafik milibo, that if there's any suffik whatsoever, that maybe it's Yad Soledes, but for Ora, you have to be machmir. And then the shiurim that the poskim give are, some poskim say the shiur is, the Ben Ishkai quote, that it's chamimos harok. Chamimos harok is 98.6 Fahrenheit, no? But presumably, assuming you don't have a fever, right? That's body temperature, 98.6. That would be a very low shear. Other poskim say that the shear is, a quote from a Bahag, that the shear is the amount of chum that's found in milk right after milking the animal, which is around 102 Fahrenheit. Now that apparently, when anything that comes from the Bahag, some of the Rishonim have an expression, Shekho Devarov Divrei Kabbalah. Right? The Bahag, we don't know where he got this shear from, like milk, right? No? Why would you assume it's based on the temperature of milk? But Lamaisa, some of the Achronim quote the sheet of the Bahag. That would mean that Yad Soledis is around 102. Others say that Yad Soledis is around 104. By the way, just to give you a sense of some of these temperatures, 102 is considered hot bath water. The bath water that you use for a little kid who doesn't want a hot bath. I have this with my Yosef Dov, my 5-year-old. He always says that the bath is too hot, and we always have to add more cold water right before he goes in. The water for a little kid is assumed to be around 99. The water for an adult is around 102, is hot bath water. The water in our showers is New York City water, apparently in the buildings. The city a couple of years ago came up with a new law that they were worried that too many people were being scalded by boiling water in their showers. They said the boilers in buildings have to be set between 115 and 125. Now, usually also, when a person turns on the water in the shower, they don't just turn the hot water all the way to the hot. They turn the... They used to have in the old showers two faucets, one for hot, one for cold. That's against the law now, because they worried that you would scald yourself too much. But now you have like one thing, generally, and most people don't put it all the way to the hot water. You put it somewhere in between. So there's a mixture of hot and cold water going in. And that temperature, if it's the mixture, that temperature, mistama, is going to be around the shear that Rav Moshe Feinstein gives, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gives, which is that Rav Moshe says Yad Soledis is around 110 Fahrenheit, Lahachmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman says Yad Soledis is 113 Fahrenheit. Rav Aaron Cutler is quoted by Rav Eider in this footnote 19, that the shear of Yad Soledis is 120 Fahrenheit. And Rabbi Eider quotes that Rabbi Aaron Cutler and Rabbi Moshe both came up with their shiurim by experimenting, by putting their finger there. And l'cha'ora, that seems to be against our Rashi. Because Rashi says that Yesha Soled Miresicha Meruba, Yesha Soled Miresicha Mu'etes, how can I assume that my finger is an average finger? It's not pashut at all. So some of the Acharonim say that Mistoma, when Rashi has his comment of Yesha Sole from Resicha Meruba, Yesha Sole Resicha Mu'etes, maybe what Rashi means is that if I'm startled by it. But if I'm prepared for it, and I'm going to leave it there for a long time, so then maybe that's really the shear of Yad Soledis in that case. And the reason why the minhag of Morei Hora'ah, and this is an old minhag, what Reb Moshe and Reb Aaron Cutler did by testing with their hand is similar to the minhag that the Bukhar Shar, whom that Pesachei Tshuva rejected, right? The Bukhar Shar says, don't be like those people who are Mishar based on sticking their hands there, right? Meaning that there was such a minhag, but don't do that. So Ken Zayin, that if you leave it there for a full minute, maybe in that situation, everyone would hold the shear of the hand is enough. You can be mashar with the hand. But then we still don't understand why the Gemara says, Hechi dami yad soledis, right? Now, I should also add that when we speak about yad soledis in terms of kreso shaltinik nichleis, does that mean that the baby will get a scar? And does that mean that the baby is going to start to scream? What does that mean? Right? You could have a baby screaming way before he'd get a scar, right? It's mamish unclear what the shear is. not only is it unclear what Nashir is in terms of we have a Machlokes HaPoskim, within Poskim, you have a certain range, no? Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes that Yad Tzoradus with Inyan Shabbos is 110, but the same Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, it's in Chelak Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet Os Gimel, that, what? He says around 168, around 170, right? And that's the temperature of Yad Tzoradus, right, in terms of Lekula, right? And Rav Moshe has even a higher temperature of Yad Tzoradus by Yayin Mevushal and Chelak Beis Simin Nun Beis. Chelak Beis Yeridei Simin Nun Beis. Rav Moshe writes that to be Yayin Mevushal, it has to be close to 175. Now, it would seem that we really don't know exactly what Yad Tzoradus is. We Mamish don't know. We could argue that the temperature of Rav Shlomo Zalman of 113 makes a certain amount of sense. Let's just explain how Rav Shlomo Zalman got 113. The Gemara in Chulin on Ches speaks about whether the Makom Beis Hashkita is a Tzonen or Roseach. It's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman, that all the scientists know that the animal on the planet that has the highest temperature of its Beis Hashkita is some type of duck. And the temperature over there is around 114. So Memela, right? Excuse me, the temperature there is 112. I said it backwards. Since it's a Machlokes with that Tzonen or Roseach at 112, and we pass a Maker in the Tzonen, so therefore anything beyond that is going to be considered Roseach, and that's how you get 113 Fahrenheit as the temperature. That's what Shlomo Zalman has in the footnote, Perek Aleph, Ha'ara Gimel. Right at the beginning of the Shmir Shabbos, he has this in the footnote, based on the temperature of ducks, Bishas Hashkita. Now, this temperature is hard to understand because, first of all, Beis Hashchita, Mehecha Teisa, that's a din in Bishol. It could be that's a din in Bliya. Right? The Gemara is discussing if I shecht an animal with like a treif knife, right? Whether right, the tarifas will get into the animal and mess it up, no? So that's a din in Mavliya, right? That's a din in whether there's Bliyos, but who says Bishol is the same as Bliyos? And I'll bring you a raya, no? Klisheni, we paskin in Yerid, we paskin in Hilchos Shabbos, Klisheni Eino Mevashel. But yet, in Yeridei Simen Kuf Hei Se'if Beis, right? Okay, guys, Yeridei Asher, right? In Yeridei Simen Kuf Hei Se'if Beis, we paskin two opinions, but we're Choshesh that Klisheni is Mavliya, no? Why exactly some Morei Horela don't do this is something that we spoke about in the Yeridei Asher, but the fact is, right, klisheni is mafliya. That means it absorbs flavor. Aye, but we pass it's not mevashel. Teretz is a bliya and bishol are two different things. If that's the case, then who says the sugya in Chulin Ches about the chum beis hashchita, what's considered tzonin or roseach, who says that's relevant for Hilchos Bishol? Maybe bishol b'shabbos is measured by a different yardstick. No? We spoke about this a number of times already. The Chazon Ish has a raya that the category of Kalei HaBishol is very mitzumtzam, is very limited. And Zot the Chazon Ish, I know that because in Yerideya we paskin that basar and cholav, if I pour one onto the other, if I put some cholav into a kli rishon of basar or something like that, we paskin that there is Bishol becomes Basar B'cholov. In the klisheni, we're passing, it doesn't become Basar B'cholov, right? Frek the Chazon Ish, maybe I should be choshish, that's Kalei HaBishol. If you have Kalei HaBishol, in Yin Shabbos, maybe this Kalei HaBishol for Basar B'cholov. So Chazon Ish says, you're right, Basar B'cholov and Shabbos are really the same thing. And the Ikar Hadin by Shabbos, the category of Kalei HaBishol is very narrow. It's only Koyas HaIspinin and Maliach Hayashon or something. Those are the only things that's Kalei HaBishol, like the Chazon Ish. And bread, because bread is found in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet. But nothing else is Kalei HaBishol. Meaning the Chazon Ish is assuming that Bishol by Basar B'cholam and Bishol by Shabbos is the same thing. Right? And if it's Mavliya, it's Mevasha. If it's Mevasha, it's Mavliya. But we could argue that the two categories are totally different, no? They're different than Gansen. And if they're different than Gansen, so then who says just because the Chayim Beis Hashchita is not Mavliya, who says that means it's not Mavasho? Right? Who says if it's Mavasho? I could be more Machmir by Shabbos, more Mako by Basar B'Cholov, and vice versa. Two different Maslulim, two different tracks. So Mehefa Tesei, I should equate them at all. But basically, what we have over here is Reb Shlomo Zalman learns out from the Chayim Beis Hashchita of some duck. Others, they quote the Rebbe Yashiv in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on wherever this din is supposed to be, right, wherever the Mishnah, I think it's Sifkat and Sadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah tells me what the Shir of Yad Soledis this is. So there in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they quote the Rebbe Yashiv had a problem with this Raya from Shlomo Zalman, because who says that Sugya in Chulin is relevant for Bishul? But Rabbi Willig feels that there's a shtickle Raya to this. And that Raya comes from a Taisus Yeshonim on our side of the page, and from a Rashba, where both the Rashba and the Taisus Yeshonim say that here, the Taisus Yeshonim writes, "B'makom sharachatz v'adai lo haya yad soledes," that it's not possible to be rechatzing yad soledes. If that's the case, if people are not rechatzing yad soledes, so then our water at home, which cannot be more than 125, no? And usually we are rochate with a mixture of hot and cold, right? It's between, let's say, 115 and 125 in the boiler. And usually we mix in cold water, so the shear of 113, not so crazy, no? Pretty close. And the shear of 120 for Baron Cutler is also pretty close, no? So there's a shtickle raya from that Rashba. However, right, one could argue that not everyone agrees with that Rashba. Unclear. This entire yesod of what's considered Yad Soledes is unclear. La halacha, we're machmir from 110, 113, 120, right? Some are machmir from 104. We're machmir from something in that range. But that's a chumrah. L'cha'ora l'hakel, I will not say that something is Yad Soledes unless I know for sure it was, let's say, 175 or 180. Meaning, assuming that Yad Soledes is roughly the same as Michael Ben Shrusai, which is not a crazy assumption, no? So if I want to leave some water on a fire without Gerufa Uktuma, if I want to do Shehiya on plain water, how hot does that water have to be before Shabbos? Okay, has to be Michael Ben Shrusai. Got it, which is Yad Soledes. But what's Yad Soledes? For this purpose, I don't know if I could use 113. It's up the Archos Shabbos, right at the beginning, in the footnote. Right? I don't know if you could use 113 as Yad Soledes for the Kula of Shehiyah. Maybe for the Kulas, you need to use a temperature of 175, 180, no? Maybe I only use Yad Soledes as the Chumradika shear of Yad Soledes. Maybe I don't use it as the Kuladika shear. That's a tremendous chiddush, no? It's mistaber. But you know what's also mistaber to me based on this? If you remember, we had a whole discussion way back when, I think right at the beginning when we started to learn with the Taisus on Lamed Vav and the Beis, am I allowed to heat something up from Yad Soledes to be Mala Rasicha? Remember that discussion? There was a line in the Beis Yosef that sounded like it's permitted. No? Rav Moshe Feinstein in the first tshuva in the back of the Rabbi Eider book sounds like he permits it. But the Shvisas HaShabbos and others like scratch their heads, they spit water nickels, they say, how can you permit this? It would seem to me that it's very difficult to permit just for technical grounds. And I'll tell you what the technical grounds are. L'hakel, I don't know what Yad Soledes is. No? What are you going to tell me? Right? L'chaira, that shayla is more relevant for to heat something from 113 to 210. If the water is already 180, right, that's fine, not the discussion. Right? It could be it's a discussion, theoretically. But l'chaira, at 113, to heat it up to 212, that's not pashut at all. Because who says 113 is even Yad Soledes? Right? And then there'll be mamish bishul, potentially. Right, the only time I know it's Yad Soledes L'Hakel is when it's 175, 180. You know, in Kedem, the wines sometimes say that this is Mavushal according to a Moshe, this is Mavushal according to the Tselem Arav. You ever saw that in a bottle of Kedem wines? Mm-hmm. I think that Tselem Arav had a share of Yayin Mavushal around 190.
Probably because it's
the Rabbana. I mean, but that's why... Adarab, if it's the Rabbanan, I would assume that the shear should be more mekel, right? I would assume a lower shear,
right?
It's very unclear what this shear of Yad Soledis is. Kreiso shaltinek nichves, a grace of dank, thank you very much. I really have no idea what this shear is, and I have a massive range. And Kimdumani, because of the size of this range, so in a practical sort of way, I don't know if I could ever be makel on going from Yad Soledis up to Mala Resicha, just because practically speaking, I'm never sure what Yad Soledis is, no? Yad Soledis is like Bein HaShemashes. Like, it's a range of... I don't know. I mamish don't know. Okay, so that's the first Ha'ara that we wanted to make in terms of what is considered Yad Soledis Bo. Good? Should we go back to the Gemara? Is that the Gemara?
I'm sorry, I just missed your point, what Chazanish says about...
So the Chazanish is assuming that the Din of Bishul on Shabbos and the Din of Bishul by Basar B'Chalav are all the same.
Yeah.
And therefore, if there is no such thing by Basar B'Cholav of Kalei HaBishul, so by Hilchos Shabbos also, there can't really be a din of Kalei HaBishul by other things besides Ichveis, besides Koyas Espinin and Meliach HaYashin. That means he's equating them. However, Hasavar Nosanis, our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, in his essay in Yerideyan, Simen Kufhei, about Klisheni, he's inclined that most poskim assume that you can't equate the dinim of Bishul by Basar B'Cholav with the dinim of Bishul by Shabbos, and that's something that we'll talk about again in 2 minutes from now.
So the Chazon Ish is not
Machmir. The Chazon Ish is... The Chazon Ish is not Machmir. Right, the Mishnah Brura assumes that we have to be Choshish, that anything is Kalei HaBishul.
Right.
The Chazon Ish assumes that you don't have to be Choshish for that. Let me give you another example of this in a minute, no? But let's learn some Gemara first. I'm Reb Yosef Bar Avdimi. Once upon a time, Hamachas nechnasti achar Rebbe lebeis haberchatz, ubikashti lahaniach lo pachsho shemen ba'ambati. He wanted to warm up some oil in the ambati. Now Rashi, for some reason, learns that what he wanted to do is he wanted to be losach himenu kaidim harechitza. Right? Rashi learns that he wanted to put the oil on before bathing. So he wanted to heat up the oil, because apparently cold oil doesn't feel good. He wanted to heat up the oil from before the bathing. The Pashtus in the Psukim, right? The Psukim in Megillas Rus and Oser, Virachat Vosaf Visam Simloi Sayich Alayich Viaradit Hagoren Virachat Vosacht, no? The Pashtus is that you do Rechitza before Sicha, no? Again? Virat. Okay, thank you. That's a big discussion whether that's considered Shvana or Shvana. Honestly, this is part of the machlokes between the Gra and Reb Zalman Henna, because there's a Dogesh Kal in the top. I think this is going a little bit afield. I happen to love Reb Zalman Henna, he's awesome, but that's for a different time. The Alter Rebbe Paschim, like Reb Zalman Henna, no? The Alter Rebbe Siddur, all the Shvanas and the Alter Rebbe Siddur, which the Alter Rebbe did himself according to tradition, are based on the Torah.
Huh?
Let's discuss this a different time. But the fact is, Rashi over here is saying that they would do Sicha with Shemen before Rechitza. The Pashtus in life is that first you bathe and then you put the oil on after, like Kimosha Kasov B'Megillas Rus. Now, Rashi is also difficult lahalacha, no? If I put oil on me before I go into the bath, shouldn't they have to be Chayshish for an Isser Bishol on that oil? Ora, think about it. I just put oil on, right? And now I'm going into the bath, right? And the bath is hot. It's hot. Again, if the Rashba is correct, then the bath is not Yad Seledes, and the Tosafot Yeshanim is correct, the bath cannot be Yad Seledes because no one ever bathes in Yad Seledes, we understand. Right? This, by the way, is connected to the Raya that we brought from the Tosafot at the top of the Amud, right, that the Rashba quote the Rabbeinu Tam, about if I rinse myself in cold water and stand next to the fire, do I have to be worried that that water is going to come to Yad Seledes? Remember that Raya? Right? It's all connected. But if you assume that you can bathe in Yad Seledes water, so then, I don't know. This Rashi is a little bit difficult. How come Rashi says that the Sicha is before the Mechitza? Okay, but Zolzayin, whatever it is. Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdimi says, once upon a time, I followed Rebbe into the Beis HaMerchatz and I wanted to warm up some of the oil, and he told me, Tol b'kli sheni v'tein. He told me, don't put the oil in the merchatz directly. Rather, take water out of the merchatz, no? And then warm up the oil with that water that you take out of the merchatz. Toil b'klisheni v'tein. And this proves, of the Gemara, a few things, right? Proves shemen would have bishul. It proves klisheni einam avasho, and it proves hefshero zehu bishulo. And then the Gemara decides to go off on the side topic about shouldn't it be usher to teach Torah to paskin in the merchatz. That's like totally left field. Right? We're trying to learn Shabbos and we're talking about beis merchatz. Okay, so zan. Now, this is the Gemara that klisheni is not mivasho. This is it. Tosfos over here comments. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Why would there be a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? If it's Yad Seledes, it should be Mevashel. If it's not Yad Seledes, it should not be Mevashel. So Tosfos gives an answer that because Kli Rishon is Amad Al Ha'ar, so therefore, Dofnos of Chamen. Umach Sechoy Meizman Meruba. Because the Kli Rishon was on the fire, so the heat will remain for a long time. The walls of the pot are hot. The Kli Sheni is going to cool down. In other words, the Pashtus in Tosfos is something that the Chamude Daniel has quoted in the Piskei Tshuva at the beginning of Kufhei, which is that Bishul is a process. Bishul is not something that happens instantly. Bishul takes time. No? And part of the time involves, is it getting hotter or cooler? Right? I can't say that something is nispashal the first second. Right? That's what Chariwa Taisus is getting at. If I would be learning Taisus just from Rihata. Bishul takes time. Kli Rishon, because the pot is hot, so therefore there's time. It'll be mevashal. Kli Sheni, it won't be. Okay. That's nice. This, by the way, would be a raya against that Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that in a situation where I, you know, the din is I'm allowed to add tzainain l'toich chamin b'shvil sheyitzdanenu. No, if I'm adding a lot of cold water to a to hot water, that's permitted, right? Even if it's in the Kli Rishon. It's permitted to add a lot of cold water to the hot water. Zakhni Mishnah Berurah, make sure you pour the cold water in very quickly. Because if you pour it in slowly, slowly, kima kima, right, it will get cooked each drop. Now, if we're correct, and this is a ha'ara that our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, makes, he's so good. Right? If we're correct that Bishul is a process that takes time, so then, pouring it in slowly also, mehechatesi this bishul, right? Because over time, there won't be any bishul. Yeah, I'm not pouring it all in one, right, one fell swoop. I'm going kima kima. But still, right, it takes time to cook. Mehechatesi, I have to be worried that, right, the Mishnah Berurah is worried that that first drop of water that goes in is going to be in the special right away. Why do I have to be worried about that? If I'm right that the Pshat and Tosis and the difference in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is that it takes time to cook, so then L'cha'ura, the Chaura, what the Mishnah Berurah says, might not, what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chaya Adam over there, might not be Muslim.
Okay.
Now, I should point out that we have a hard time understanding Taisus. Taisus says a Kli Rishon is Al Ha'esh, so therefore there's Bishul. Kli Sheni, Dofnosav are not Chamin, it's Holech Miskarer, it's cooling down, therefore it's not Mevashon. Hard to understand why this should matter, because the Chayr, if it's Yad Zoledas, and the Chayr, if Bishul happens right away, it shouldn't matter. And Rav Soloveitchik famously said, I heard this from Rav Schechter years ago, that he thought the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is Pashut, that Kli Rishon is Derech Bishul Bekach, and Kli Sheni is not Derech Bishul Bekach. People cook in the Kli Rishon, you don't cook in the Kli Sheni. Sometimes when I cook, Kli Rishon, by the way, could be Al Gabi Esh or Shal Al Gabi Ha'esh, but sometimes they tell you to add the food after you turned off the fire. Now, if you make couscous, they tell you that what you do is you boil the water, you add the spiced, you know those couscous things that right, it takes like 5 minutes to make a very quick supper, by the way. Right, it takes not much 5 minutes, you can make a supper, buy for like $2.99 in the kosher store, right? So you add the spice thing while it's boiling, then you turn off the heat and then you add the couscous, no? That's Kli Rishon Shel Gabi Ha'esh. Kli Rishon Shel Gabi Ha'esh also could cook. Okay, that's a normal way of cooking somewhat. Kli Sheni, that's not normal to cook. So the Rav understood it's just Derech Bishul or not Derech Bishul. Much more similar to what we have in, let's say, Bishul Bechama, which is also not Derech Bishul. But most assume that what Tosfos is saying has a certain logic to it, that Dofnosav Chamin versus Dofnosav Mekarerais, that's the distinction, and we'll talk about this more in a minute. Yeah. Now. Rashi over here writes two things. Rashi writes, Tol min hamayim b'kli sheni sheyitzdanenu ma'at. Rashi says that it should cool down a little bit. Nir Eli, that what Rashi is getting at is something similar to the Rabbeinu Yoina quoted in the Ran, that Kli Sheni is just a little bit cooler than Kli Rishon. That's the way I think the Pashtus is. Kli Sheni is a little bit cooler than Kli Rishon according to Rashi, and that's why Kli Sheni is not Mevashon. It would be, again, I don't know exactly what the cutoff is. Like, if it's 113, is Yad Zoledas, maybe Kli Sheni is going to be 112. And that's why it's not Mevashel. That's, I think, a valid way of reading the Rashi. Now, I should point out also a point that Reb Feivel Cohen made years ago, which I think is absolutely correct. Let's say I have a Kli Rishon, and I take the water, and I pour the water from that Kli Rishon into another keli. So that other keli is a Kli Sheni, correct? Let's say then I pour it back into the pot that it came from. What pot, how do I classify that new pot? It goes from Aleph to Beis, back to Aleph.
Pashas Kli
Shlishi. Pashas Kli Shlishi, no? Because 1, 2, 3, correct? However, if Taisus is right, that the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is that Kli Rishon is Dofnosav Mechamimos, right? So this pot was on the fire. It's Dofnosav Mechamimos. Therefore, when I pour it back into this pot, it's back in the Kli Rishon.
Isn't there so much the Gemara of the Mema from this?
That what? Just speak louder.
An empty pot of water.
An empty pot, but the mechum, yeah.
So isn't this the same thing? Except now
you're saying
cold water?
Could be. But, I mean, what we're trying to say, though, is that even though intuitively I would think it's a Kli Shlishi at this point, but Kanzain, it's going to be a Kli Rishon already. Right? And yeah, in that Gemara, it sounded like, again, there's issues of being Mitzaref, etc., that comes up in that Gemara, but yeah, absolutely, that could be. Now,
because the walls are hot.
Because the walls are hot. Now again, I don't know if Rashi is working with Dofnos of Mechamimin at all. I would contend that for Rashi, the Hagdara of Kli Rishon versus Kli Sheni is like the Rabbi Nuyoina, that it's all about how hot it is. It's all about the temperature. Is the water 112 or 113? No? And therefore for Rashi, Ken Zayin, that in our scenario I go Aleph, Beis, Aleph, it's going to be a Kli Shlishi. Right? But for Tosfos, L'cha'ora, I think it's not correct. Kach nira l'fi anias daiti. Now, Rashi continues. Dahach ambati shachamen nimshachin la min hamayin choshev la kikli vishon shenir tuchubo. This area where I bathe has the din of a kli vishon that the water was boiled in. It's etc. Look what Rashi is saying is as follows. The Chamei Teveria operate in the following way. There's one area that's super duper hot, and the water is nimshach from that area. There's the Mayon, which is super duper hot, and the Ambati has water that's nimshach from the Mayon. But Zukt Rashi, even the Ambati is considered a Kli Rishon. No? That's what Rashi is saying. So I can't heat up the water in the area where I bathe, right? Mashal Mahadamar Nomad, right? You have really hot water over here, and it goes through some pipes to here. It still is going to be considered a Kli Rishon. This L'cha'ura is a scenario of modern day boilers. Now, the water that comes out of my pipes, right? The water in the boiler that is Yad Seledes is very far away. It's in the basement. I live on the third floor. I live on the sixth floor, wherever I live. The water is the hot water is very far away. It's Nimshach. That water, right, comes from a Kli Rishon into what I'm using. Is that still considered a Kli Rishon? I would say, perhaps, that because it's so rachok, it's so far away from where the water was heated up, maybe it's not a Kli Rishon anymore. The teretz is, l'cha'ora, that what Rashi is saying is that anything that's part of the same system is considered a Kli Rishon no matter what. And the water that comes from my boiler might be eroy from a Kli Rishon, but from a Kli Rishon, and don't say, aye, but it traveled in pipes up six floors, no? It's going six floors. But over Rashi is saying it is Dino Kikli Rishon. Now, what Rashi is getting at is probably a point that the Taz makes in Yerideya Simin Sadi Beis. The Taz has a Yesod, and maybe I shouldn't blame this on the Taz, I'll blame this on the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen holds that if I have Iri Shenizchal, if I have a flow of water that is going along a surface, it's still Mevashel Kikli Rishon. Iri Shenizchal is Mevashel. Why? Because it's Mechubar to the original Bishul source. And whatever is Mechubar, by definition, is Mevashel. Maybe, it's getting late, I see, maybe what we should do is we should break. For next time, read Yerideya Tzadi Beis, Taz Oslamed, Chavastas Oschav Zayin, and then we'll talk about modern day boilers in light of this Rashi. Okay, Chevra? Thank you very much. Have a good day.